League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Listen to your favorite shows on the ESPN 97.5 app. Just search ESPN Houston in your app store.
Oh, hey.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
I got it!
Vasquez beaten away by Buffon. And then Ronaldo! Oh! What a goal by Cristiano Ronaldo!
Messi to the near post!
Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
The second hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Now, we have entered into a great partnership this summer for the World Cup in Russia 2018 with the Gorgeous Gale. Now, you already know the Gorgeous Gale is a great sponsor of our show. June 30th, July 1st, July 5th, 7th, 11th, 14th, and the World Cup final for 15. We are doing live Soccer Matters radio shows at the Gorgeous Gale. And some of those matches will be, some of these shows will be live right after matches. So it's going to be a heck of a time out there. Food, drink, promotions, soccer balls, tickets, giveaways. It is going to be awesome at the Gorgeous Gale. And with that, I'm going to bring in Peter Kingston, one of the owners of the Gorgeous Gale. He joins me now. Peter, number one,
Glenn,
excited about the partnership. And number two, thank you for your support of soccer on the radio.
No problem, Glenn. From our point of view, it was a complete no-brainer. We're delighted to be associated with you and your brand and everything for the World Cup. We're super excited here as well. We think it's going to be a knockout. It's going to be great.
55-55 Morningside Drive. There's so many great storylines going into this World Cup, but it's going to be festive out there. You've got monitors everywhere. You've got a wonderful outdoor patio. We're inviting people to come out to these events because we're going to have that live personal connection to go along with watching the matches.
Yeah, absolutely, Glenn. We're going to open for absolutely every game. I think 7 of the first 9 or 10 games are at 6 in the morning. So we're still going to open for them. We're going to have coffees and bagels or whatever else. And maybe even, a breakfast or something like that. And obviously due to the TABC laws and stuff like that, we won't be serving alcohol at that time in the morning. But we will have every game live in the bar and we will be open for every game. So everybody make sure, if you're wondering, will some place be open for my country? We will definitely be open for every game. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, that right there, folks and listeners to my program, that is a full commitment to covering the World Cup. So every single match will be on. They will be on live and they will be on at the Gorgeous Gale with Peter Kingston and company over there. Of course, the Liverpool supporters group hangs out over there as well. But this is open to everybody. It doesn't matter what team you're supporting. This is an overall soccer celebration. World Cup 2018. It is going to be the official Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 live radio shows in connection with the Gorgeous Gale. And these are essentially game watching parties as well, tagged with, after that, live radio where we break the games down, we take callers, we'll have special guests coming in, we'll have some ex-pros coming in, and we'll have all kinds of great giveaways. We'll have the ESPN promotion team out there. So hoping to see a lot of people out there this summer. Peter, anything else you want to say about the events?
Not really, Glenn. I think you've covered everything there. We'd love some feedback from people as well. You know, if they want to text into your show, Glenn, or anything that they'd love for us to do, then certainly if it's possible at all, we'd love to accommodate that. So feel free to advise us and let us know what you want to see here. And we will make sure, we'll do our best that we can cater for that.
You heard it from Peter Kingston of the Gorgeous Gale. Again, the live shows will begin June 30th, then July 1st, 5th, 7th, 11th, 14th, and 15th. Some of these are additional Soccer Matter shows that will come after afternoon World Cup games. It's going to be a blast. We'll have some evening shows as well where we're talking all World Cup with a lot of guests. It's Peter Kingston, the Gorgeous Gale. Peter, we thank you for your support of the show, and I'm looking forward to making it base camp at the Gorgeous Gale.
Thanks, Glenn. Just one more thing I'd like to add. Just the Champions League final next Saturday, we're going to have a big screen in the parking lot right next door, as well as all the screens we have in the bar. And we're going to have food and beer outside. So we're making a massive event of it. And we'd love if some of your listeners would like to come along. Obviously, it's going to be a lot of Liverpool fans there. And I'd like to, who have done an amazing job, the Liverpool Supporters Group, led by Roger and Matt and Jim and all the guys. And I just want to say a shout out and thank you to them. And hopefully next Saturday we're going to have a wonderful occasion. I'm sure it will be a knockout as well.
Yeah, a bunch of great guys there, and a bunch of great guys you mentioned there. And that is a very strong supporters group here in Houston, the Liverpool Supporters Group housed at the Gorgeous Gale. Thank you very much, Peter.
No problem.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, couple of things hot here. Soccer fans, the real soccer pub in Edo is Kings Court, right next to the stadium at 903 Hutchins. 13 TVs, giant big screen at the Kings Court. Go down there, say hello to Jay. KingsCourtTX.com. They got a great rooftop deck. It sits in the shadows of the stadium. Get over there. 24 taps, full bar, extensive selection of spirits, wonderful pub food. I recommend the butter chicken or the curry, and the FA Cup will be on there this Saturday. Hey, producer Jose, what, you don't like my hat? I mean, you're the only one who can wear a baseball hat around here? I'm just thinking, I'm the only guy who walks in who doesn't have a hat on usually. So tonight I break out, hold on, my Houston Astros.
It just surprised me.
On black.
I've never seen you wear a hat.
Not a good look?
No, it's a good look. I've never seen you wear a hat. And it just came out of nowhere. I don't know where this hat came from.
We're going big here. We got lots of props now. By the way, we're going to be pulling a lot of the great World Cup goal calls of all time. And that courtesy of Jose Partida. We're going to be rolling a lot of these legendary moments back during our World Cup broadcasts in the future. 713-780-3776. Anybody want to talk about the Houston Dynamo in Vancouver? 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here. I also want to remind people that we do very much thank the Daspit Law Firm for what they have done being our second hour presenting sponsor, and they really got us going last year. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, will bring a personalized approach. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. Daspit Law Firm is going to treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. They're going to work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. Call 713-322-HURT. All right, quick word here with Victor Ariza, who does a whole lot for Soccer Matters here, and always thank him greatly for all his great work. Been down at Dynamo practice. Hi, Victor. How are you? Wilmer Cabrera was talking a lot about the inability this year to defend set pieces and crosses. And last year, Leonardo and Adolfo Machado were just outstanding. What are we seeing going on here?
Well, I think you've seen the injuries more than anything. Maybe it's something that's not talked about as much. I mean, look at all the guys that are injured. Dylan Remick out. He's still in concussion protocol.
De La Garza.
Philip Senderos, right? De La Garza still, he hasn't even gotten out of the disabled list for the MLS. And Dick Cabezas, who central defensive midfielder, but it's been a big piece of the Houston Dynamo, at least in 2017. They paid the transfer fee, remember, to get him, make him a permanent transfer. And I think all those little things are something that hurts them, not only on set pieces, but defensively.
Juan David Cabezas, by the way, started the first 15 minutes against Atlanta, got injured, in came Darwin Serén. He has not played since then. So Serén is now injured. But
Cabezas apparently has been back in training and in full contact with the players. That's my understanding that someone has told me that's been down at the field. Again, we're not allowed to go to practices and really engage in the full practice sessions. We get a little bit after if you want, but that's the issue there. You see now that the Dynamo have brought in Lundqvist, the young Swede who's 24 years of age. So the Dynamo are probably trying to get a little bit younger if we're projecting out here. So it's off to Chicago. What are the keys now, Victor? I mean, the Dynamo have had four leads in four games on the road, and they've never been able to close them out.
That's the key. The good thing is that in the road games this year, they've been in the games, the matches themselves, whereas last year they kind of struggled to kind of be able to work themselves in there. They almost had no shot.
That's a glass half full way of describing it, right. No doubt about it, but they haven't been able to close. How do they close?
Those are the positives. I think they have to keep a little more of the possession. That's the reason why they brought in Martinez, at least we thought.
And he gets taken off in the latter games by Wilmer. I mean, I know he's got his reason, Wilmer Cabrera, but
I don't
know.
Same thing with Albert Elise. I mean, you expect your best players to be on the field, and I think I'm sure Cabrera has his reasons. And as he said, if you know the subs were to work out, nobody's telling him anything. But it's five games now, and we're talking about missed points. They're mid-table in the Western Conference, but maybe they should be up there with Sporting Kansas City and the rest of the teams if they get those points on the road early in the year.
I don't know. I think the Dynamo right now look to be a perennial team seeking out 4, 5, or 6. One day I would love a statement. Like Daryl Morey said, we want the Golden State Rockets, Golden State Warriors, excuse me. And that's what they have. We hope the bar can go higher one day. You know, it can't be always about trying to scrape into the playoffs. Not saying that the Dynamo can't make a run and get higher up in the table. But when it comes to the road, I think there's a couple of things going on here. It's concentration over 90 minutes. It's individual mistakes. Wilmer Cabrera has mentioned this repeatedly. They've not been corrected. I thought in Vancouver they got bullied in a very big way. And I mentioned Machado and Leonardo because they were exceptional in the air last year. Those two guys were unbeatable in the air, and everybody's got a shelf life. And
they're 1 year older.
Yeah, everybody's got a shelf life, and maybe Adolfo Machado. I mean, who would fault him if his mind is in Russia right now with Panama? I mean, he's making history from a country's national perspective. So that's what we got. But I appreciate you going down there. You got some great video of Wilmer Cabrera talking about some of the Dynamo issues. Nice stuff.
We always have stuff on the page.
All right, who's going to win the World Cup, Victor, and why? Real quick, and don't say Mexico.
Argentina, Lionel Messi.
All right. You know what? I would be for that one. I would be for that. But I don't believe in this stuff where people say, well, they deserve it. No, you earn it. You got to go win it. But I would not have any problems with Messi lifting up the World Cup. Because then we wouldn't have to listen to Maradona anymore.
I think we'll still listen to him.
That in itself would be good. Yeah. Would that settle the Ronaldo-Messi article? Who's the better player?
I don't know.
All subjective, right?
Yep.
All right. My friends with all the Real Madrid supporters groups in Houston right now, probably rolling their eyes. Got a big one. We'll take a break. We got more to come. So Lundqvist of the Houston Dynamo, the new Swedish signing, plus a little bit later on, it's Tom Marshall on everything Mexico League MX and World Cup. And should he go to the World Cup? And I'm talking about Rafa Márquez. When I was young.
ESPN 97.5. Little baby girl is in need. Am I coming out of left field? You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Hey, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. We roll on here tonight. By the way, the Dynamo back in action, and what better way to celebrate than with an ice cold Bud Light? Let's honor our great state of Texas this month with a beer that's made by Texans for Texans. Bud Light has been brewed deep in the heart of Texas for over 30 years right here at the Houston Brewery. Put on the Dynamo Orange, grab some friends and some refreshing Bud Light. Show me what your Texas is all about. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Proudly brewed in Texas, an official beer of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. It's Bud Light, by the way. The Dynamo will be back home on the 25th to take on New York City FC and David Villa this weekend. On Sunday, they will be at Chicago. But that gives us a moment here to bring on one of the latest signings. Adam Lundqvist has been playing
overseas, of course, with Elfsborg. Now is a Houston Dynamo player. He's noted as being a left back. He has represented Sweden at a number of youth international levels and the full senior national team. Adam, thank you very much for coming on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we decided to roll out the red carpet for you and present you with 90-degree weather when you got here to Houston. What do you think of this weather down here?
I like it. I have no, I'm not used to the heat, but I really like it.
All right, so let's talk about, you know, the decision to come to Major League Soccer. How did it come about, and then how did you and the Dynamo get together and get this deal done?
The Houston Dynamo showed great interest in me probably a month ago, and then everything went quite quick because of the transfer deadline. So, no, but they showed a lot of interest in me as a player and as a person, and I really like the project that they have here and the group of guys. It's a very young and talented team that's on a journey, and I couldn't wait to get the opportunity to come here and hopefully play many games and help us win many games.
I always ask this to some of the new players. Of course, we have our judgment watching you play, and we know you're a very talented player. How do you describe yourself as a player, Adam?
I would just describe myself as a hardworking defender with a great left foot, and I'm quite quick, and also I consider myself fast. I think I'm quite fast, but yeah, that's how I see myself.
And you're certainly a left back that wants to get into the attack and wants to go box to box.
Yeah, exactly, for sure. I like to. I think I have a lot of qualities on the offensive end of the field, and I like to contribute to that. But first and foremost, I'm a defender, and I take pride in that and being solid and just being a stable left back. But as you said, I'm very happy if I contribute with points, and I think that my quality as a football player really can help the team on the offensive end as well.
He's the newest Dynamo signing, Adam Lundqvist, the first player from Sweden ever for the Houston Dynamo. So we're excited about that and you being here as well. 24 years of age. You mentioned the youthful nature of the team. You saw the game out in Vancouver, because I know you were out there training with the team. What are your thoughts on, first off, the Dynamo and maybe that game in particular?
It was a real tough game, but I think that we showed some great teamwork in the first half, but then the second half was a bit tougher for us, but overall a quite good performance. But you can really see the potential in the team and the guys in the first 45 minutes, so we're looking to build on that until next game, and I was sure we have a successful season, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Adam, how about the league overall, and does it get a lot of attention in Sweden? And are players in Sweden like yourself desiring to come to the United States, because there is a lot of exciting things going around at the professional level here?
Yeah, like you say, it's a growing league, and the last couple of years it's been growing like incredibly fast, and it has a lot of you can see the games, they air it on the TV back in Sweden, and the interest is getting bigger and bigger. But also I think that it's the potential here in the United States is huge, so I think that it's a growing league, and it's very exciting to be part of it. So I saw that as a great opportunity.
New Dynamo defender Adam Lundqvist coming over from Sweden. Elfsborg, you played 110 matches there. So this is a very experienced young man at 24 years of age when it comes to playing games, and two caps for Sweden as well. What type of manager is Wilmer Cabrera in comparison to your managers in Sweden? And is he demanding different things from you, maybe?
No, I can't really... He's a very good coach. You can see that he has very much experience, and he is a straight up guy, and that's exactly what a coach needs to be. And I got a really good first impression of him, and and I really like the style of play that he wants to play, and I'm sure that he's the guy to make the team and the Houston Dynamo win and hopefully go for a championship.
He's Adam Lundqvist joining us. All right, so Sweden's in the World Cup in Group F with Germany, Mexico, Korea Republic. This is the 12th World Cup for Sweden. You've represented the full national team. Talk about the excitement in Sweden right now after getting past Italy in a playoff, now going to Russia.
Yeah, like the excitement is very big back home. It's probably not almost. I don't think anyone really expected us to go past Italy in the last qualifying playoff. But as you say, it's a real bonus, and it's been a long time since Sweden has played a World Cup, and we've done it, especially like the way the guys and the team played throughout the whole qualification was amazing, and they just keep on getting better. So. It's a very big deal back home, and we are really looking forward to a great World Championship.
So tell me about the Swedish manager a little bit, Jan Andersson, and what he's like.
I met him a couple of times, and he's a great guy. He's a stand-up guy, and he demands very much of all his players, and I think that's good. And I think that's what makes him a great coach, and he has an idea that he sticks to no matter what, and he trusts his players. So, yeah, he's a very good coach.
Have you had a lot of contact with him? Because obviously you represented the first team, and I'm sure your desire is to get to a World Cup one day. Tell me a little bit about if you've had any conversations with him and the potential down the road for you.
I don't really have, like, direct contact with Janne, but the assistant coach has been a good friend of mine. He was my coach back when I was a very young player in Elfsborg. He was the assistant coach in the team then, and now he's the assistant coach to the coach in Sweden. So yeah, we have contact and we speak sometimes, and he's a great guy. But first and foremost, I'm just focusing on playing good for Houston Dynamo and trying to help the team win games, and if that's enough for me to in the future get the chance to play in the World Cup, then that'd be great. But first, my focus is just on playing good for Houston Dynamo, try to contribute to us keep winning games.
Yeah, well, we're excited you're here, Adam. We've heard a lot of great things about you, and certainly super excited to see you play. Couple of players on Sweden that we should keep an eye on, Berg, Forsberg, those two guys?
Yeah, Berg and Forsberg are really good players. I also personally like Victor Claesson. He's a great friend of mine. We play together back home in Elfsborg, and I think he's very, very good. He's a great player, and he has a great season behind him in the highest division in Russia. So I think that he's going to be a guy to look for in Sweden.
What else, Adam, when it comes to coming to America and getting settled in here? I know it's going to take you some time getting used to things. Is there a excitement around the newness of the league and how different things work here in the United States when it comes to professional soccer?
Yeah, it's very exciting. Like I said, I really looking forward to the opportunity to play here, and it's a growing league, as I said before, and that was part of it. And I'm excited.
Adam, listen, we thank you very much for coming on. It's great to have an opportunity to speak to you, and we look forward to seeing you on the field for the Houston Dynamo. Welcome to the United States, and welcome to Houston.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's Adam Lundqvist, and Dynamo certainly excited to see him play because I've seen some footage of him. He gets up and down the left side. It's always nice to have a left-footed player, but also can defend as well. So we're looking forward to having Adam on the field for the Houston Dynamo. A quick reminder here for the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm are personal attorneys. They'll bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com. Daspit Law Firm, they're going to treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com, they're going to work for you 24-7, nights and weekends. You can go to the website at DaspitLaw.com. They can handle your case, whether it's car, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction. You might work in a plant or refinery. You might drive an 18-wheeler. The Daspit Law Firm and John Daspit are there for you. 713-322-HURT. And we also remind you that with the World Cup rapidly approaching, it's time to get your home theater situation sorted out. THS is the place to go and get set up for the 2018 World Cup in Russia. THS is Tranquility Home Systems. They'll come out, they'll get you a quote, and they'll get you on your way to home theater installation with all the latest 4K video technology. 20 years of THS experience. They can do it all. Home theater, home automation, networking, lighting designs, motorized shades, and home audio. So get that new home theater for the World Cup and see it in crystal clear 4K video technology. Jesse is the man. He's 281-506-7822. Or go to their website, www.ths3inc.com. Let's take a Bud Light break.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Can't tell you how thankful we are for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. They're our second hour presenting sponsors. So John and his firm, their personal injury attorneys, are going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT, 713-322-4878. Now, they're bilingual. Nobody wants to get in an accident, but if you do, you need representation. Could be a boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction. You might work at a plant or refinery or 18-wheeler. Daspit Law Firm going to treat your case as if it's their own. They're going to work for you 24-7, nights and weekends. 713-322-HURT. Advice at DaspitLaw.com. They are proud sponsors of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. And also a quick word here. Listen, as the host of Soccer Matters, I want to remind you, there's no better way to celebrate the World Cup than with an ice-cold Bud Light. Let's honor the great state of Texas this month with a beer that's made by Texans for Texans. Bud Light has been brewed deep in the heart of Texas for over 30 years, right here at the Houston Brewery. Put on your favorite World Cup jersey, grab some friends, some refreshing Bud Light, and show me what your Texas is all about. And by the way, you can do that by going to the Gorgeous Gale. We're going to have all these live World Cup shows out there, 5555 Morningside. Also, we'll do a live show on May 26th for the Champions League final between Real Madrid and Liverpool at FM Kitchen and Bar on Shepherd near Washington. So come out and join us. And remember, here's to the beer you can always count on. Proudly brewed in Texas and the official beer of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Thank you, Bud Light. Time now to catch up with ESPN FC's Mexico expert. He is the one and only Tom Marshall. Well, let's start first, Tom, with the Mexico roster that has come out. Now, Rafa Márquez has been picked by Juan Carlos Osorio, despite the issues of alleged ties to a drug trafficking organization, which Márquez vehemently denies. The Mexican Federation said, yes, it's okay. So Márquez is going. And I want you not to give me the – I want your personal opinion. Do you believe he should be going in the place of somebody like Rodolfo Pizarro or a player that can actually help them more on the field? I get the whole leadership thing with Márquez, but is it really that important?
I think it's a difficult question, Glenn. I mean, if you put aside the, you know, obviously these allegations, if you say, okay, let's put those to aside, you know, and ask me that question just based on what you said at the end there, then I'd say yes. I know a lot of people wouldn't agree with me, but, you know, just being around this Mexico team for the last few years, you know, Rafa Márquez is such a massive influence. He's kind of almost a half-godly figure. I mean, he's just
you know, he's on like the elevated level compared to the other players. And, you know, when you need somebody in the dressing room to kind of to bring everything together, I think Marcus is really important. I'll give you an example, Glenn. After the 7-0 loss against Chile, it was Rafa Márquez who spoke. He was the first one to speak after that game. He didn't even play that game. And he said, you know what, boys, this is on us. This is on the players. This isn't Osorio. Let's not get carried away with anything here. Let's go and stick up for him. And the players followed suit. And in the media afterwards, everybody came out with the same line about, no, this isn't on Osorio. This is on us. So it's stuff like that. And I think that particular event created a bond between Osorio and Rafa Márquez. And so that's why I think he's been picked. And that's why I think on that level it's justified. Now, I'm not sure how much of a role he can play in the World Cup if he starts against Germany. But I think coming off the bench for 20 minutes, if you're holding on to a lead or you need someone to stick into midfield, then I think he can do a job still.
I understand what you're saying. I'm a little bit different on this one. I think Márquez knows he's got to have Osorio to get to the World Cup and do a fifth, right? He wants to be one of three players, Lothar Matthäus, Antonio Carbajal, to play in five World Cups. So he's got to have the manager on his side. And I'm not saying there isn't a genuine nature to his leadership, because we know he is a leader. I'm saying, yes, I think it might be overstated, the whole locker room thing. You have to be on the field. I mean, if you're banking on your leadership to be Rafa Márquez at this World Cup, aren't you a little bit concerned? I mean, what about Andreas Guardado? What about Memo Ochoa? I mean, come on.
I don't think those guys are real leaders in you know, the traditional sense. I think what's happened with the Mexican squad is there are a few leaders. The kind of collective is kind of bigger than the individual. And I think Rafa Márquez is kind of glues all that together. And when somebody steps out of line, he's just got this authority. And I don't know, you kind of almost have to see it, because he's almost like an elder brother to some of these players. And you know, we heard Carlos Vela the other day saying, you know, I'd give up my place at the World Cup for Rafa Márquez to go. So, is it overstated? Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with you, Glenn. I mean, in an ideal world, you know, Mexico right now would have leaders. You know, would have big leaders on the team, and Rafa Márquez at 39 years old wouldn't be near the squad. But the reality is, there isn't. You know what I mean? It's not like there's somebody just hiding away that Osorio can bring out. So, I think in that context, I can just about justify it.
Okay, well, I'll give you the locker room leadership, but there's two types of leadership: on-field leadership and off-field leadership, and somebody better be there to provide the on-field leadership other than Rafa Márquez, or Mexico's going to have problems. Group F, Germany, Sweden, South Korea. Let's talk about the two Dos Santos brothers being put into this squad, and I guess that was expected, although I think there's a little bit of a backlash from some Mexico fans that somebody like Rodolfo Pizarro does not go, and the two Dos Santos brothers are on the list right now. Is that kind of because of an anti-MLS sentiment?
I think it definitely feeds into it, but I think it's not with Jonathan Dos Santos either. It's more Giovanni. I mean, Giovanni, I think in a lot of Mexico people's eyes, you know, when he burst onto the scene, he was going to become the best Mexican player ever. I mean, that's what he was kind of billed as. You know, after winning the Under 17 World Cup in 2005, and then, you know, obviously he bounced around Europe, he showed glimpses of what he could become, and then he went to MLS, and okay, he started well in MLS, but you know, last year was just not good for him at all. I mean, I think most people in Mexico, to be honest, don't watch MLS, and then they're watching Chivas every week, and they see Rodolfo Pizarro, you know, he's a talented player, and obviously I think there's definitely a sentiment that, you know, Pizarro should have got that chance, and maybe at the expense of Giovanni Dos Santos. But I think, I don't think a lot of people understand, you know, where Osorio's come in with those kind of things, in terms of, you know, they're basically Giovanni's left foot, Pizarro's right footed, and Osorio kind of probably doesn't see them in the same position necessarily. So yeah, I think it is probably the biggest issue in this Mexico squad, the 28 player squad that Osorio announced. But let's put it into context. I mean, 2006, Ricardo La Volpe left out Cuauhtémoc Blanco. I mean, that was a big...
Yeah,
big
that's a great one to remind us of. Wow, I forgot about that one, Tom.
Yeah, and I mean, I just think, you know, if this is the biggest story to the Mexican press, you know, Pizarro not being there, then, and it probably says that the squad, more or less how people think it should be, to be honest.
But what could turn into a big story, and we're talking to Tom Marshall of ESPN FC, is if one of the Dos Santos brothers goes and the other doesn't, because we remember how that went the last time, right?
Yeah.
Could that be something that drives a wedge between this team?
No, I mean, it would be an issue, and not just with those, but also with Bella as well, because all three of them are tied. Going back to the first question, that's where someone like Rafa Márquez would come in and say, listen, stop messing around. This is a World Cup. Just because your brother's not here doesn't mean you can't play. So, and I think now the brothers are old enough and they accept it. I mean, I don't think there's anything they could do. But I think Osorio, one of the things with Giovanni Dos Santos especially, he's all through the criticism last year in 2017 of Giovanni Dos Santos, Osorio stood by him. And he's backed him up and he's said really, really positive things about him. And I think one of the things that Osorio is really keen to kind of maintain in this squad, and I think it's possibly Mexico's biggest asset going into this World Cup, is the unity in the group, is the team spirit. I think it's absolutely exceptional right now in Mexico. And I think Giovanni Dos Santos is part of that. And I think Osorio, obviously, is picking players based on what they do on the field, but it's also off the field and the chemistry was in the squad. And I think that's where Giovanni's got a big advantage, especially over someone like Pizarro. And that's why, to be honest, I expect Giovanni to, pretty certain he's going to be in that 23, whatever happens, unless he's injured.
Yeah, I think they're all going, because I think Osorio wants to, he wants to certainly avoid, and it's not that they're not very good soccer players either, but I think he wants to avoid any controversy. I think Rafa Márquez is a star that he wants on his side. Rafa needs Osorio as well to get to a fifth World Cup and also to be a guy that can help him drive points home that you've so aptly brought out here. So yeah. I think they're all going. It's Tom Marshall, ESPN FC, and he'll be going to Russia. By the way, Tom, you had some time getting your passport and all your paperwork ready. You're kind enough to be doing this after going to Mexico City and spending a couple of days getting all your paperwork in order before heading over to Russia.
Oh, yeah. I had to make a quick trip from Guadalajara to Mexico City for the visa. But I think it's going to be worth it, Glenn, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it is, too. And I know you're going to provide some incredible coverage from over there, and hopefully we can maybe get you on the phone from over there at a point or two. Let's shift it into the group that Mexico's in with Germany, Sweden, South Korea. I'm hearing people say that Germany and Sweden are going to pit Mexico.
I mean, I think obviously you've got Germany who are head and shoulders above all the rest of the teams in that group. I'd put Mexico right now second best. Obviously, that doesn't mean they're going to go through. And I do think it's going to be between Mexico and Sweden. I think, Mexico, in that game against Sweden, it's almost a banana skin, really, because the Swedish style is obviously, really play a really tight game, restrict space, and Mexico traditionally over the last few years definitely have struggled a little bit with that. I'm sure Osorio, I think it's going to be a really interesting game tactically, because I'm sure Osorio's got some tricks up his sleeve for that one, because he knows what type of game it's going to be like. And I think someone like Marco Fabian, who's good at shooting from distance, I think someone like him might be very useful in that game. And I do think it's going to come down to that game, because you look at it and it's difficult against Germany, but it'll be difficult for every team against Germany. I think Mexico are a better team than Korea, and I think stylistically Mexico can get the better of them. And then it's that Sweden game that it's like, can Mexico break Sweden down? Can Mexico stand up and to the set piece prowess of the Swedish team and the counter attacking? And I think that's the crucial game for Mexico in the group stage.
Yeah, we saw what Sweden did to Italy. They got that 1-0 aggregate win there. They have some fighting spirit. Obviously, they're gonna try to get closer to the Mexican player and allow them little time and break their rhythm. So I think you're right. That could turn out to be a big tactical battle. All right, Javier Chicharito Hernandez, is he still a star of the Mexican national team? Is he going to score goals at the World Cup?
I'd say he's still a star. I'd say the rising star is no doubt about it, Irving Lozano. That's a lot of people are very excited about what he could do at the World Cup. So, he's definitely a player to look out for. He's just got a new agent. He's got the same agent now as Zlatan. So somebody there, particularly the agent, thinks that there's a big move around the corner. Irving Lozano battling it out there with Chicharito. And And for me, Chicharito, you know, this is his time. It's his World Cup. I think he knows that. I think he's in a good place, despite, you know, not playing a lot recently for West Ham, despite not scoring a lot of goals this year. I just think he's going to be 30 by the time the tournament starts, and I think the level of maturity with Chicharito, and, you know, people often forget, but this is the first World Cup that he's gone into as the starting striker, because in 2010 you had Guillermo Franco, which was incredible, and then 2014 Oribe Peralta. And I remember speaking to people in Europe and stuff, and they just couldn't believe in 2014 that Hernandez wasn't the starting striker. So I think Chicharito's really well placed to do well at this World Cup, and he clearly loves Osorio, and he's clearly happy within the system. And yeah, I'd put some bets on him, opening the scoring in a couple of games, though.
Tom Marshall, ESPN FC. All right, for Chicharito to be successful, though, he's got to have a good wide game around him. Tell me about the guys that are going to provide the wide game for him in the World Cup.
Yeah, I mean, Lozano on one side, obviously full of confidence right now after that season with PSV. And then I think on the other wing, it's going to be Carlos Vela or Decapito Corona, probably Vela. But I think, honestly, it's not even those guys. I think two of the key players for Chicharito are, if you look over the Osorio reign, the players with most assists, actually it's Hector Herrera, the midfielder, and Miguel Layún. Miguel Layún almost overlapping down the wing, obviously a fullback.
Yeah, he's a big piece of it.
Really high forward. And, you know, a lot of Mexico's goals come through one of those two channels. So, I mean, the other issue, Glenn, right now, and I think Mexico have to be really, I don't know, I think everybody's got their fingers crossed here in Mexico, is that there's been so many injuries. And I think the players are going to make the World Cup, Andres Guardado, Araujo, Diego Reyes. But, I mean, at the end of the day, there's a lot of nervousness around right now because of these injuries. And, you know, Mexico, with the depth they've got, can't really afford an injury to somebody like Herrera. It'd just be a massive loss to the national team right now.
I think there's some pressure on Mexico making sure that that wide game is hitting all cylinders in this World Cup in order to get the best out of Chicharito. Let me take you to tomorrow night, Santos and Toluca, then the return matches at Toluca against Santos. Who are you picking in this and why?
It's a really difficult
one.
You have to go to Luca. I think you have to go to Luca over the two legs. The closing out at home, you know, they've been an absolute dominant side this season, not just in the regular season, and they found a way in the playoffs. The stadium's it's a small stadium, but the crowd's so close to the pitch. And, you know, in the semi-final, they really got it behind the team. And you know, drove them to reach the final. So I'm going to Luca. Ruben Sambuesa, discarded by America about a little over a year ago, and all of a sudden he's, for me, possibly the player of the season this year in Liga MX. Just an absolute, just amazing at finding space and picking passes. So I'm just about going for Luca for that one.
He's a star that's still he's still beating at 34 years of age, and I always love when there's like a rebirth or, you know, that one last gasp from a great older player like Sambuesa. Tell me about what he has done as a star for Toluca and how it's emanated throughout the team.
No, I mean, you know, he plays on the right wing, cuts into his left. He's a left-footed player, cuts in from the right wing. It, for me, it's the way you just kind of find space. I mean, he just kind of, if there's a space in your defense, he'll pick it out. You know what I mean? You know, he'll play off the fullback a little bit, moving, you know, pulling midfielders out of position. He's just such an intelligent player, and obviously he's always on the edge. I mean, this is a guy, you know, he can get sent off himself, but he can also get other players sent off. He got Miller Bolaños sent off in the semi-final. He winds people up. He's kind of got the, you know, he's a master of the dark arts as well of the game. And honestly, going for me, Sambuesa, if he had a slightly different mentality in terms of, you know, that, I think he steps over the line too much, over the limit, sorry. I think he could have played in the Premier League or Spain at a really good level, because technically he's brilliant. He's got so much to his game that, you know, he's obviously had a very good career first at River Plate and obviously in Mexico with America and now Toluca. But for me, he's a player that, I mean, obviously he's a bit old now at 34, but talent-wise, he could have gone to a lot higher in the, you know, for me, like I said, the Premier League or La Liga.
Creative, unpredictable, breaks down lines, can disorganize teams with a good team shape, certainly as a diver as well. I don't think we have to mince any words right there, but I think he is. And all of this, though, makes him somebody that people want to watch. So They're saying, and Tom is saying, he's given Toluca the edge over Santos. It begins tomorrow night, the Liga MX final. It's going to be a good one. Tom, as always, thank you very much for coming on the program. We look forward to talking to you, hopefully one more time before you head off to Russia. And as always, thank you for your knowledge.
No, thanks for the invite, Glenn. Much appreciated.
All right. He's the one and only Tom Marshall of ESPN FC, and there's no better man to get you up on the Mexican national team and Liga MX. So that'll do it for Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 tonight. Before we let you go, with the World Cup rapidly approaching, it's time to get your home theater situation sorted out. THS is Tranquility Home Systems. They're going to get you set up for the 2018 World Cup in Russia. THS is going to come out. They'll give you a quote, and on your way to getting that home theater installation with all the latest 4K video technology. Look, you want to see the beads of sweat dripping off the face of superstars like Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi, Javier Chicharito Hernandez during this World Cup. Tap into the 20-year experience of THS. They can do it all. Home theater, home automation, networking, lighting designs, motorized shades, and home audio. A new home theater for the World Cup in Russia or your favorite sporting event? I think so. Call my friend Jesse. 281-506-7822 or go to their website at www.ths3inc.com. And don't forget the Irish Pub with the Irish Feel, the Gorgeous Gale in West University, 5555 Morningside. Seven live shows during the World Cup out there. Come there. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, World Cup Watch Party and live radio. We'll see you out there. For Victor Ariza, for Jose Partida, I'm Glenn Davis. Until next Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central, grab a good Bud Light and have a great night.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.